This is the VOA Special English Technology Report. More than 350 students from 75 nations were in Sydney, Australia last week for the Imagine Cup Finals. This is the 10th year Microsoft Corporation has organized the competition. Each year, the company invites students to use their love of technology to solve some of the world's most difficult problems. Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard welcomed the competitors.
Welcome to Sydney. Congratulations on the achievements that have brought you here. We look forward to seeing the fruits of your creative work this week in years to come. The world does have tough problems. We're fortunate to have people like you who have a passion to solve them. Enjoy the Imagine Cup.
Microsoft's Daniel Lewin also spoke at the opening ceremony.
Programs like the Imagine Cup and the DreamSpark program that you've all participated in are the foundation upon which young entrepreneurs, students like yourselves with big dreams, can make a difference in the world.
This year, more than 250,000 students registered for the Imagine Cup. 106 teams were invited to the finals. Pip Marlowe is with Microsoft Australia. She was especially pleased at the number of women competing.
That's why I was thrilled to hear that 20% of you in the competition this year are women. And so forget being the next Bill Gates, you could be the next Belinda Gates. So I'm excited to see that represented today.
Microsoft announced the winning teams last Tuesday at its World Festival and Awards ceremony. A team from the Ukraine won the Imagine Cup's top honor.
It's with great pleasure and honor. The first place winner in the software design category goes to Team Quad Squad from Ukraine.
The team's Enable Talk software program helps people who are totally or partially unable to hear. It changes sign language hand movements into speech. This is done using special gloves and a smartphone application. The gloves capture the sign language hand movements and send them to a smartphone equipped with a special app. The app compares those images to stored hand language signs and plays the words represented by the signs. The Quad Squad team will receive $25,000 to support development of its idea. A team from Drexel University in the United States won first place in the Game Design for Phone competition. The Drexel Dragons designed a game to help students better understand mathematics. And Team Tang Tai from Thailand won first place in the Game Design Xbox Windows competition. The team designed a game that helps teach young people about the world's deforestation problem. And that's the VOA Special English Technology Report, written by June Sims. I'm Steve Ember.